The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Or wait, Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 365. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. Now, before I start talking about my guests and the topic that you'll hear on this episode, I got some news that I'd like to share with everybody. The PVD Cast can now be heard on CROC Radio, which is out of British Columbia. I'm very happy to be part of the network. The station is an online radio station, and they reached out. They wanted to see if I'd be interested. I jumped at the chance. So I'm now officially on in Canada, the west coast of Canada. All right. I'm sure that Luke Landry has me very prominent over on the eastern part of the nation, and now I'm going to be on the western side of the nation. Now, if I can just take over all of Canada, so to speak, that would be swell. But anyways, you can... I mean that in jest. I really am not interested in taking over Canada. But anyways, you want to know where you can listen to CROC Radio? Well, it's available through all kinds of different channels, such as mytunerradio.com, Streama, Tune In, Get Me Radio, Online Radio Box, and a whole host of others. I'm going to be putting out some of these links in my social media here real soon, so just keep an eye out for it. But glad to be part of the family of CROC Radio. All right, folks, let's talk about this episode, which, of course, as you've already read, it is the Royal Rumble preview episode. When it comes to the big four pay-per-views in WWE land, myself, along with my partners, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, we like to call them the pro wrestling pundits, they join me to give their predictions, their thoughts, their opinions on what might go down this Saturday night, the 28th of January, at the Royal Rumble. And I always look forward to having these two on. It's a lot of fun. And the cool thing I like about doing these episodes is that we make predictions, and then the following week we sit down and talk whether our predictions were right on or if they were completely out in left field. So it's going to be a great episode, and it's going to be a little bit of a longer episode, so I want to get right on into it. I want to thank, of course, my great sponsor of the PVD Cast, World's Greatest Comics. You hear me talk about the store all the time, but I mean it. It is a great comic book store. If you need to get single issues, back issues, trade paperbacks, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, some cool vintage comics, World's Greatest Comics has you covered. So they're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you can't make it because maybe you're listening to me out in British Columbia and you're nowhere near Ohio, well, that's okay. You can check them out online. WGComics.com is their website, and they're very active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with the pro wrestling pundits talking about this year's Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting down this evening with the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you?
Hola, senor.
Ringside Rand, how are you?
Living good here in the front row of the podcast.
The front row of the podcast.
Is that why you wore that
that very fluorescent bright pink jacket.
That's not me, pal.
Oh, okay. You kind of look like him, though, a little bit.
No. I think Rand's taller. All right. And I
believe you referred to him as Pinky.
Yes. That's also what I used to scratch my butt with.
Oh, that's TMI. All right, well, gentlemen, we're here to talk about the Royal Rumble, which is happening this weekend, January 28th. And we'll throw it out there as we are recording this on Tuesday evening. We still have a go-home SmackDown to happen in Laredo, Texas on Friday. I'm sure there's going to be a few adjustments made. Well, let's just talk about it. There's one major adjustment they got to make. That is putting 23 other women in the Royal Rumble match. How is it that only 7 has declared so far?
Is that what was in the graphic? It was 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Like, 7.
Okay. Yeah. 7.
The list would be Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Candice LeRae.
Yep.
Rhea Ripley.
Uh-huh.
Raquel Rodriguez.
Yep.
Shayna Baszler.
Mm-hmm.
Zelina Vega and Emma.
There you go.
So do you think it's more that they don't have enough female talent? Or that they're just that unorganized, or they just want to have a lot of surprises with the women's.
Well, that's a great question. I think they're still unorganized yet. All right, because you think about it, they haven't booked DeVille. She's not in there. You could probably easily say Beth Phoenix could be one of the legends that come back to participate. Don't forget about Sexy Sergeant Slaughter. All right, and Lacey Evans.
Oh,
you know. I mean, okay. That's essentially her gimmick now. You know, she's doing the Cobra Clutch. She's, you know, hyping up the Marine background. So she's
sexy.
She doesn't
have the chin, though. She doesn't have the chin.
That's right, maggot.
Are you allowed to say maggot in 2023?
I think you are, yes.
It might offend some
bug enthusiasts.
Some fly larvae. So I think a lot, too, if we go back and if you go and check some of the archives, maybe, of the podcast, I think we've had this problem before going into it.
We have.
And I think they have a plan. They just don't like to release a lot of names. They haven't been, like, I haven't gone back and looked. There's no scientific evidence of this, but I feel going into it, when you see that graphic, there's still at least 10 spots open in both of them
for years
because they want to kind of, you know, put a bow tie on it when it comes Friday, and then they're ready to go on, then you'll know more entrants on Sunday because they want you to tune in
Saturday.
That's right. So you know who to tune in to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of it, too.
But I'm just saying, 7? Like, the men make it's fine right now. They've announced 15. I'm cool with that, but 7?
So you have NXT tonight. So I'm sure you'll see Cora Jade. I'm sure you'll see Roxy or Roxanne Perez. You'll probably see...
Lions.
Maybe. I can see that just because of
the popularity.
Popular. But you'll see Toxic Attraction, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is one of the rumored surprise entrants is Toxic Attraction.
Because I think they're gaining a lot of momentum and people really like Gigi.
Mm-hmm. There has been rumors. Since we're talking about the Women's Royal Rumble, let's go ahead and throw it out there. There is a huge rumor out there that we might see a surprise entrant that could be considered to be, you know, a former star, and that is Nia Jax.
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Kind of do a one-off. I know she's had her issues with the McMahon regime.
Mm-hmm.
So even though McMahon is where he's at, Triple H still controls creative. I love how they put that in there last night on Raw, which is really cool.
That was great.
So I think that because of that, you might see her for a one-off.
Okay. Rand, would you be happy with a return one time only of Nia Jax?
One time only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I could see, and I think she's been rumored to have been signed, Chelsea Green.
I think Chelsea Green is a strong contender to show up there.
I could see Mickie James.
I can see that as well.
And I think we might be ready for Carmella to come back. And I got to think, after her medical issues, she would be a very sympathetic babyface, which is completely out of her past character.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also had on my list of maybe entrants with Nikita Lyons, Zoe Stark, India Hartwell as well, possibility, as well as the ones you mentioned, Toxic Attraction, Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez, and I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else down there on the NXT roster.
None that I think that would come up. I think another one that could be a surprise could be Alundra Blaze.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay.
Just to say that she's been there. We just saw her on Raw last night.
Yeah.
But I have a very bold one. I don't know if you guys have any bold.
I have some, yes.
So I'm sure you're probably going to lead us into that. So I have a very
okay, bold. You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's talk about it. We know the men's entries. There's 15 of them. Rand, do you want to run those down?
I'm talking about the women still. Are we going to men's already? We're not going to talk about who wins it or anything? We're just touch on them, then we're going to go back?
And we'll go back. Yeah, we'll go back and talk about winners. That's fine. No, no,
see,
no. It's,
your team, usually I have this nice piece of paper that breaks format, down everything yes, to me, and yes. I don't have that. I don't know if you're making cuts on that or what's going on. But
well, you know.
We're as organized as they are in some
respects. That's very true.
We're following the leaders.
That's right. The leaders of sports entertainment. Yeah.
Is that why the owner of this podcast is called Titan Sports?
Better than Tight Ass Sports.
Or Tight Wad, you know. As I've been accused of. All right, let's run down the men's Royal Rumble entries.
I got Kofi Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Ricochet.
Yep.
Austin Theory.
Yes, sir.
Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Bobby Lashley. Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Omos.
Mm-hmm.
Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman.
Yep.
Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
And Gunther.
Those are all some solid individuals that are already in that men's Royal Rumble.
There's a lot of meat slapping going on there.
There is.
And we're not talking fans only.
Yeah.
No, we are not. My big surprise entrance that I would love to see, but probably is not going to happen, would be on the men's side of things, ergo why we shifted gears.
Mm.
He is a free agent. He is 36 years old.
I think I got the same one.
All right. I think that he would be great for a small run in the WWE, and that would be Nick Aldis.
Exactly. Got the look, got the past prestige. I mean, he hasn't been there.
Nope.
I could see him coming in and immediately going near the top.
Absolutely. He would be at the top of the mid card, I would say.
He could be fresh with a lot of people.
Agreed. Joey, what do you think about this bold pick?
So my bold pick falls on the female side, first of all. I know we're going to do male.
Okay.
Can I go female first?
Sure, go ahead.
What are we doing over here? I don't want to...
We're doing what the WWE does, all right?
Just
bob and weave.
Just throw it up against the wall and see what falls first.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I said this last night on my stream. I did a stream on Whatnot with action figures, and that everybody thought I was out of my mind, and I might be, but I think we see Mercedes Moné in the Royal Rumble. Don't spit your drink out.
Why do you say that?
Why not? Why not go through all this to do this to have a big surprise? She's a Triple H person. I know it's so strange, but I can see Triple H trying to make something big like that happen. Now, and either if we don't see her, or we'll see her or Naomi, or maybe both. But then my other one, like dark horse one, for a prediction of a surprise, is Naomi in the Rumble.
Okay,
those are my two picks, and I say Banks just because nobody would expect it. Nobody. Just did this thing with Japan.
Right.
She has this new name. She has this, that, and the other. Why not throw her out there? What if the Moné song hit? People are like, holy shit. You know, so I don't know. I think that would be a great holy shit moment, even if it's just for one time. But if not, I think Naomi's my dark horse pick of being a surprise in the women's. Now, the men's side of things, I haven't put as much thought into it because I've kind of, there's not a lot of free agents out there besides Aldis, right? There's nothing.
Well, and I mean, I hate to interrupt, but Cardona, we can assume if Green comes, Cardona comes.
Right.
I mean, that's a package.
That's the news out there. They trademarked Zack Ryder.
Correct.
So he did trademark that. So could we see him? Could we see Brian Myers too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we see them in a run. I think we see them as a one-off.
Okay.
If we see them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that we haven't seen in AEW for a while? Could we see Rusev?
Ooh.
You know, maybe something like that could happen. I think this would be a great spot for Rusev to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be one of those guys that throws a lot of people out if they were able to get him back and then get him that push. I think he's another guy that Triple H liked that fell out of favor with Vince.
Mm.
But Triple H really liked that character. And I think a really sweet feud would be Gunther and Rusev. So I think, you know, we're going back and forth, you know, and then surprises. So, we always see a couple old guys, right?
Yeah.
So I say DDP.
Okay, I can get behind that. He looked good, by the way. He looks good.
Dude, he's a...
I don't know how old he is. He's what? Gotta be in his late 50s, right?
He's in his 60s.
Is he in his 60s?
Oh, okay. Early 60s.
He looks good.
He was the limousine driver at WrestleMania 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So you're going to see one of these three, maybe all three. Stone Cold.
Ooh, that's bold.
Because he's back to training again.
Okay.
What if there's a waiver for one match and he didn't have his last match? Because I listened to his podcast and he says, I swear up and down it's my last match. What if Flair comes out? Comes out, does a couple chops, gets thrown over the top rope. But then he says he's done it. And then I have a fourth one, too, because he celebrated an anniversary in professional wrestling, the King. Now, I know we have these strict health issues, this, that, and the other, but sign a big-ass waiver.
You know, I could see Lawler. I think Lawler's the most possible out of that group that you said.
Of that group of four?
Yeah, of that group of four, I would say it'd be Lawler and then DDP. I would say those would be the two that would be plausible.
I think we see Bron Breakker.
I was going to ask if we agreed that Bron Breakker probably would make the call up.
I think we said that last year too.
We did, actually. I do remember talking about Bron.
Right here in the same studio?
In the same studio.
Right here in Westerville, Ohio.
Yeah!
What about Goldberg?
Oh, Goldberg.
I hope not.
I don't want to see it either, but I mean, he's in good shape. He could come out at number 27 and get thrown out. Just do a couple minutes of stuff in there.
True.
Logan Paul?
That would be a great one.
The only problem with that is that I think the knee is still healing. Granted, it is a battle royal, so he wouldn't have to do a bunch.
Right.
But Logan Paul could be. Yeah. What about Bad Bunny?
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that as well.
Especially because he's going to be on the video game.
Yep. Now, here's mine. Mine is a super surprise entrant on the men's side. The man that is still wrapping up his retirement tour, the great Muta.
That would be amazing.
I mean, they let Nakamura go over there and wrestle.
Maybe there's some sort of trade off.
You know, again, he comes in. Forbidden Door.
I've seen all. There's six of those movies.
Okay. Anyways,
the first one's a green Forbidden Door.
But there was a red light outside.
Okay. Is there anybody specific to Texas? Maybe Booker T.
Ooh, that's a good point because they are in San Antonio.
And where else? Who else is from San Antonio?
Shawn Michaels.
David Robbins. Oh,
David Robbins.
He played for the Spurs. Okay, Shawn Michaels, yes.
Trust me, Rand, before you got here, Rand and I had a large conversation about the Alamo Dome. So, because I was totally not aware that it was still around. I thought I got bulldozed over like years ago.
Oh, no.
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Spurs moved to a different arena. Mm-hmm. AT&T Center, I think, or something
smaller
like
one.
That.
Yeah.
And we did see the Spurs played a large game in this building.
Yeah.
And we saw that it was a sellout.
Yeah.
What was the attendance listed on that?
For wrestling, they said in the Alamo Dome, it was like 52,000.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. I hope they would sell that out. They should. But all right, let's talk about our predictions for the
World. Was that your only surprise? Was Booker?
Nick Aldis, yeah.
Nick Aldis, yeah. All right, let's talk about who's going to win then. Let's
what
stick
about
with
Tugboat Taylor. He's from down there. He doesn't know who he is.
Tugboat Turner. What was Tugboat?
Was Chaz Taylor his son?
Chaz Taylor was his son.
We're going to see the return of Chaz Taylor at the Royal Rumble.
There you go.
Is there any more Freebirds laying around or Von Erichs?
No, other than the two kids. But I think
I don't think that would pop the crowd enough.
I don't think so either. Yeah, San Antonio would be San Antonio. Tully Blanchard, because his dad ran San Antonio. Tully cut his teeth down there.
Iceman King Parsons.
Oh,
will be there.
Now you're talking my language. Love me some world class.
John's gonna have to pause the PVD cast and go back and take care of some business. Some of that meat slapping.
All right, let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. Whom do you see winning from the candidates and the contestants we know right now? Ringside Rand, what do you say? Who do you think wins?
Now that there's legalized betting in Ohio.
What? There is?
I know.
This is news to me.
That's the first time I heard that.
I'm willing to bet the odds on favorite is Cody Rhodes. It just seems they're promoting him. They're trying to get him into the championship matches. I don't think it is, though. My way out there theory.
This theory?
MVP is reforming the Hurt business.
Mm-hmm.
Omos, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, who else is
Cedric Alexander.
They all form a coalition, an organization, and Lashley wins.
All right. I'm jotting it down here on my prediction sheet. You say Lashley? Okay. May I go real quick if I will save you from last, Joe?
No, you're...
Okay. Because I would like to talk. I want to piggyback.
You're the John Stockton of this, so go ahead and run.
I
or they're in San Antonio. You're the Avery Johnson. Let's go with
that. Okay. Thank you. All right. look, you mentioned Cody. And yeah. This is why I want to jump on that real quick. If you put Cody over in the Royal Rumble, you must put the title on him at WrestleMania. You have to. I feel like you damage that character. You screw up everything that you've done. If you let him win the Royal Rumble and somehow, I don't care. I don't care if you do some schmoz ending where he doesn't win. It doesn't matter. If he wins the Rumble, he has to win Mania. That simple.
I can see that.
So therefore, I think Austin Theory wins the Royal Rumble. That gives Theory that shot at the title at WrestleMania. And you do something with Cody and him. And Austin, in the meantime, maybe take the U.S. title off of Theory, put it on Cody. Cody has a match for the U.S. title on Mania, and let him, I don't want to say it's a proving ground, but let him have that title and run a little bit with it, and next Mania, put it on him.
Well, allow me to retort.
Go right ahead, good sir.
So, I don't know, and I know we haven't talked about the match between Roman and Owens, or going to here shortly.
Yeah, sure.
But I sat there and I listened to Owens's promo last night. He didn't mention the Undisputed title or the WWE title. He mentioned the Universal title. So here's my theory.
Okay.
So Owens beats Roman Reigns, but there's something that was only for the Universal title. So therefore, Cody wins the Royal Rumble. I'm still going with that. And he faces Roman Reigns for the WWE title, which was a title that he did that promo about that he wanted to come that daddy never got. Because of hard times, baby. You know, the Dustin Rhodes never wore that title. And I think they're going to, because they're talking about splitting the titles back up. So I think Owens wins. And I hate to say it, but he wins. But, my tribal chief, it was only for the Universal title. So Owens wins the Universal title. Cody wins the Rumble, goes on to Mania to win the WWE title. Wham, boomaloom, bam. Two tears in a bucket. Suck it.
That is really ingenious. Well done, Joey. I'm serious. That makes perfect sense. I can't believe I overlooked it. Ran, what do you think?
I was going to go a different way. I was going to say...
Well, you did swing a little bit in the 70s, I heard. So.
Only from trees. That we have this management separation of Triple H and Vince.
Mm-hmm.
How about some of those guys? We know that there are Triple H guys and there are Vince guys.
Mm-hmm.
Could we see Triple H and Vince on screen as characters with factions going against each other?
The rumor is that Vince is too, by his own device, he's too wrapped up in getting the sales done. Because the sale has to get done before October of next year because of the licensing rights and whatnot. So the rumor is, the scuttlebutt is, he is not anyways involved in creative. That he's in the office. He's trying to figure out how to sell this company and who to sell it to and all that jazz. That he's staying away from the creative. Now, does that change? Maybe by Mania time? Maybe. I don't know. But for the time being, he is not involved.
And I don't think for his age and his health, it's a good idea
either. I agree wholeheartedly.
Or do you think he's too toxic of a figure?
I agree with that. I don't think he's... I think he's toxic to an extent, yeah.
I say no. I don't think he's too toxic.
Any chance Stephanie comes back as a figure?
No, because I think there's some underlying issues there that we're not privy to.
Okay.
I think there are some issues, some serious mom and dad and daughter issues that need to be worked out.
Because we don't see Shane anymore either.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't. I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, I can see why you want to think outside the box. But
is there any chance that Shane and Stephanie feel betrayed because they thought they were going to get this business from Vince?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I could only speculate on it. That probably, I'd say that more with Stephanie than Shane. Because I think Shane was the kind of the free
back
thinker.
Back and forth, in and out.
Yeah, and the free thinker to go and do his own thing and whatnot. And I mean, let's be honest, his wife is loaded too, so it's not like he really has to work.
Yeah.
I mean, he's loaded, she's loaded.
Maria Mazzola, baby.
Yeah. So, Joey, you're picking, just to clarify, you're picking Cody to win the Rumble. All right. Rand has got Lashley and I got Austin Theory. Let's go ahead and let's move to that undisputed singles match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Rand, we know that Joey says Kevin Owens. What say you?
I say Roman wins, but there's some kind of screwball. We're starting to finally see cracks in the bloodline that Sammy somehow makes a mistake.
I agree with you. I have the exact same thing. Roman Reigns wins. Sammy messes up somehow. It doesn't cost Reigns the title, but almost does. And that sows the seeds for the following night, maybe, or excuse me, Monday night on Raw to, you know, have some type of blow up, if you will.
I don't see Zayn being the one. I see Zayn setting someone else up for the failure. Like maybe Solo, because Solo was the one that was going to spike him and he wasn't the one behind him. And the Usos were behind him. So I think there's going to be some sort of schmoz where Solo might accidentally, something happens, and maybe it happens to Roman, and it's almost like they're setting it up. So they could go one of two ways. I still think something happens. My Cody stuff still holds true. I think if Reigns wins, I think we start to see that, and I think we see the Usos versus Owens and Zayn at Mania. That's my other, that's if Owens doesn't take the Universal title, I think that's the direction we're going to go with the match.
You know, they set this angle up so good.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
They spent a long time on this. Acting is so good.
I watched it on DVR, and people were like, oh my God, they took so damn long. Like, I think they took the perfect amount of time for the trial of Sammy.
I do too.
Like, I thought it was awesome, and they went back, like you said, and they showed those old clips. Like, holy shit, yeah. So I like what you're saying, but I don't think Sammy is the one. I think it's Solo by accident.
Okay.
By something that Sammy maybe sets up, but he doesn't look bad. Solo looks bad because Solo was the one that wanted to shit on him. Or Heyman, one of the two he sets. Or maybe Heyman would make more sense because he's not actual blood.
Right.
So set Heyman up and for Heyman to take the fall.
Okay.
Speaking of that, how awesome last night in the promo, Brock Purdy! I lost it. I popped like crazy, like in the Eagle and the Philadelphia fan shit on him. That was awesome.
So hold on. Paul Heyman has a promo where the crowd shits on him. Oh, he is so good. Even when he doesn't speak, he's in the corner and he's making faces and gestures. He's the perfect side character because he's always working.
Oh, yeah.
Even when you look at him in the background, he's, oh my God, I can't believe this. He is so good.
Yeah, I agree that
if I wasn't such a Heenan mark, because of the run Heyman had in WWE, there's 1A and 1B at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like 1A and 1B. And he does, I agree with you. Like his personality, the way he said, he's always selling, and that's so true.
Yeah.
And it's so entertaining to watch. Last night was great how we got into it. So anyways, I'm sorry I kind of hijacked that myself, but
all right, well, let's go to the Women's Royal Rumble match, even though there's a lot of people to get put into this matchup. But just from what we know in those seven, Joey, do you have anybody that you might say is going to walk away and win this?
Well, I don't see anybody that comes in last minute winning. I think one of those seven, there's going to be the winner.
Okay.
And I see Raquel Gonzalez. Rodriguez or whatever her name is now. I think it's Rodriguez now.
It's Rodriguez now, yes.
I can see her making that push. And I think they like her athletic ability. And I think even though I don't think she's going to go against Charlotte. I think she's going to go against either Bianca or Alexa. So I'm taking Raquel.
I agree with you. I think they're strapping the rocket to her back. And Raquel Rodriguez is going straight to the top. I mean, she's a good-looking woman. She's got the physique. She's not that bad in the ring. I mean, there's a couple times where I've watched the match. But, she's pretty good in the ring. I just see it as she's going to be the one.
She's a decent promo.
Yeah, and I agreed. Absolutely agreed.
And I sound kind of sexist, but I think that's tough for females to really capture us with those promos. Mm-hmm. Some do, and some really, really miss.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I think she does a decent promo, and I think you could do a couple different things with her depending on who they put the women's strap on, if they keep it on Bianca or if it goes to Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple different things that you could do. I know I said strap on, and I mentioned that. So leave that in there.
Rand.
Make that when you promo it on Twitter, just put a picture of a strap on there. Like when you do your promos, because the little things we mentioned.
Sure. Yeah.
Just make it about a 12-inch black one, strap on, just put it right on there.
Okay. All right.
You all right? Am I bringing back more memories of the 70s for you?
No. I'm going with Rhea Ripley.
Yeah? I like that.
Not in the match. I'm just going with her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're taking her out to dinner?
No. I could see her doing winning this. I'm not sure that she's ever had the fair title run.
So you think Mommy's going to win, huh?
Yeah.
You know what?
I could see her being the heel character with Dominic being the outside manager, tripping people and so forth.
Be hilarious.
Which would be a nice switch.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I think that Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio are a great, great duo.
I agree.
I mean, I think they are better than Balor and Damian Priest. Like, the amount of heat Dominic has is amazing.
X-Pac heat.
It is. That people want him to go away, but he's using it, and those two together, they just, I think.
And he's slowly getting better in the ring.
He is. I was just going to say
Nobody's giving him credit, but he is slowly getting better in the ring.
Yeah, I agree.
You wouldn't last a day in prison.
And he had the tattoo.
Yeah.
It changes the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might make you a man.
All right, let's see. I think that leaves us with two more matches. But before we do that, I'm going to take a pause real quick to talk about my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. They got everything that you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues. They got graphic novels. They have hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They got toys, collectibles. They got some really cool primo vintage comic books. In fact, Jeff just was talking about it over on the Facebook page. So you need to stop by the store. If you're in Central Ohio, it's easy to find. It's at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address. And I mentioned that Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. All right, gentlemen.
So do you think because I mentioned a strap-on, we could get the Lion's Den on as a sponsor?
Maybe. Possibly.
Adam and Eve?
Maybe. Well,
I have to look into that. Let's get Robin over there in promotions on that.
There you go. You know what? Maybe since it's all the trend, maybe I need a sports book app to be a sponsor of the BVD cast.
That would make sense.
That would make sense.
Maybe there's one that you could combine the world of the Lion's Den and sports betting. Because in the end, when you lose, you're definitely taking it up the ass.
Depends on who's coming to collect.
All right. All right, let's talk about the ladies' matchup for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. I'm going to go first and just say I think Belair goes over clean. I do. I think there's going to be some type of Bray Wyatt chicanery, but it backfires on Alexa Bliss. She walks right into the, is it called the KOD, I believe? Yes, that finisher of Belair's 1-2-3. There you go.
I think we're going to see... How long can they keep teasing the Bray Wyatt, the flashing, the images in the background behind Alexa? I think it happens, but I don't think she wins the title.
All right, so you're sticking with Bianca as well? Okay.
So I'm laughing because before you listen to this podcast, there's the warning at the beginning, may contain. I think you need to get rid of the word may. Because this one does contain
adult
situations and language.
And language and topics, yeah.
Yes, and that's just talking about Rand in the 70s. So
I am not in my 70s. We're talking about me back years ago in the 1970s.
Anyway, so I think Bianca goes over because I think Alexa doesn't need the title to be over. I think that we'll keep doing the stuff with Uncle Howdy and Bray, and I actually kind of think she might adapt the Sister Abigail name. I think when they bring these people in, they finally do it. They're finally going to put these names. I actually think we'll talk about something here in the Pitch Dark or Pitch Black or Back in Black, whatever it's called. We talk about that match.
Lights out.
The mellow yellow black pitch of doom.
Is it mellow yellow?
No, it's not. It's
is it Starry, the new
Sprite version?
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's actually Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Pitch Black, which is the soda, apparently.
So we can. That was a great segue.
That was a very good segue.
So I say Bianca wins, but there's going to be some strange shit with Alexa.
Well, let's talk about it. The Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. It is, of course, Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight.
Yeah!
Here's my question.
How are we going to be able to see this thing?
Well, that's one question. Here's my other thing. Like, I must have missed something. Because how did LA Knight get just all of a sudden into this feud with Bray Wyatt?
Let me talk at you. Or to you. What is it? One, two. Well, no, they started setting it up because once he came out and did that because he got rid of the male models shit.
Right.
And he come out and said he got rid of that gimmick, he's LA Knight, and then they just slowly built into this because he just happened to cross paths with them. I mean, it was that simple.
Okay.
And then created it.
Okay. First of all, just as a side note, the male models was not shit. That was brilliance. I enjoyed the maximum male models.
I like it better now without...
Really? Without Max Dupree?
I don't like Max Dupree. I like Maxine. Did you see the segment where it was a little cold in the locker room with her?
Anyway, no, I did not.
Very nice. So anyway, I like him separated from them, first of all. I think that's hilarious. They're doing stuff that they're doing online content. It's funny. But it wasn't good with him. Anyway, so Bray wins, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think LA Knight slowly transitions into the Ramblin' Rabbit.
Ooh, okay.
So we have Sister Abigail, we have the Ramblin' Rabbit, we have Uncle Howdy, and I think we're going to see a couple more.
Eric Rowan?
He could be part of it.
Yeah, I don't think he's under contract to AEW.
I saw him on a game show a couple months ago.
What game show was he on?
It wasn't Wheel of Fortune.
No. It better not be Press Your Luck.
No.
No whammies! Can you imagine how hard he hit that thing? It'd probably break it.
Stop!
25 words or less.
Oh, yeah, that is a game show. Is that hosted by Meredith Vieira?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it might have been almost a year ago.
No. Okay. Before what was his name in AEW? I can't remember. Was it Eric the Red?
Or Redbeard.
Redbeard. Eric Redbeard.
Yeah. Very creative.
You know those AEW folks, they're very
good. Joey half graybeard over here.
All right, Rand, who do you think wins the Mountain Dew Pitch Black matchup?
I feel bad for LA Knight that he doesn't have much of a chance. It's kind of like all those gimmick matches with The Undertaker. It was just, how close can we get this guy to win? But he's not going to win.
Mm-hmm. But he came out as the American Badass. I did not anticipate that last night.
That was pretty cool.
I'm not gonna say anything. I mean, you know. So Rand, you're gonna go with Bray?
Yep.
And I'm gonna go with Bray as well. It's an order of Bray for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. Overall, let's talk about it real quick. How excited are you for the Royal Rumble? Let's start with Rand. Are you on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 meaning super excited, 1 meaning I could give 2 shits less. Where do you fall on that?
I'm going to give it like a 7.5 and 8.
Okay.
It is the on-ramp to the road to WrestleMania.
So I've been told. Much like I've been told there's apparently sports betting now in Ohio.
When?
Yeah, just now. Joey?
I think I'm very similar to Rand. It's more of an 8.5 to a 9 now because I actually have to work and I have to watch it now recorded so I get pissed. The Rumble is like almost as big, if not bigger, than Mania to me. I know we've talked about this before. Like, I love the Royal Rumble. I love the essence of surprise. I love, you know, all the cool things you can do with it. The card, I think they could do more. I hate that you have the champions in the match. I think Gunther should be defending the title. I think Austin Theory should be defending the title.
Agreed.
That's the thing I don't like about that stuff. And then I think back when, what it really started to piss me off is back when Piper, I think he was the IC champ, or he won it or something. I can't remember the Rumble, what happened, but he was in a match, and then he was also in the Rumble, and that was stupid. Mm-hmm. I think you keep that stuff separate. And we don't have a tag team title match on here.
No, we do not.
Nor do I see them listed anywhere.
So they're probably going to be in the
Rumble. Yeah, you'll see everybody.
Which, I will say this, when it comes to the Usos and the Raw Tag Team titles, can we get a babyface tag team, please? You have the Street Profits, and that's it. We can't build anybody else up. We can't have Shelton and Cedric turn face and be a tag team.
Well, we've had tag teams, and what we do is we fire one of them, then we do the thing that Rand calls spare parts.
Yep, indeed.
And that's really annoying.
Otis and Gamble.
But their
parts will work well together.
They do work well together. I definitely would agree with that. But
it was funny playing poker with those glasses.
Yeah. All right. One little bit of news, unless, Rand, you have any random facts.
Years ago, we had Diesel Emergence, where he just came out and took care of people. Who's going to have the Diesel role this time?
Or Kane. Kane did it, too.
Kane did it, yeah.
Oh.
Could it be Gunther?
Could be. I'm going Bronson Reed.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he'll be in there, too.
Yeah. If he's in there, I'd say Bronson Reed.
Do we know anything about Brock?
Well, he showed up last night.
Solo Sikoa?
I can see him laying out a bunch of people.
Yeah. Especially, that's a great way to put over the Samoan Spike. Well, here's what I was going to throw out there. Apparently, it has been confirmed by Jason and Evan, the guys behind Dark Side of the Ring. There is going to be a fourth season of Dark Side of the Ring. So far, it has been leaked that there will be a Terry Gordy episode. Yeah, do you guys have any other episodes you hope maybe makes the cut?
I'm not able to watch the last season, so I've only seen the first two seasons.
Okay. Joey, any ideas for you? Any controversies or whatnot you would like to see?
See, I can't remember some of the ones that were covered. I don't have a particular one, but I would like to see more on decorated champs, but there was the dark side to them. Maybe there was something going on in AWA. We don't know. I don't know. Just throwing something like that out there. There's certain, I don't know what could be covered that hasn't been covered. What's really interesting about Gordy being a former Freebird,
mm-hmm.
God, lost him way too young, too.
Yep. Yep.
It'd be interesting to see what's there for him.
Terry Gordy was the executioner.
Yes, in that Buried Alive match between Mankind and The Undertaker.
That was a creative name.
Yeah, very, very creative. I have two because I've hoped every particular season they would do one. One is very obscure. I would love to see a Chris Colt episode. Chris Colt was just a complete crazy lunatic. He wrestled predominantly in the Portland area. He was probably the first openly gay wrestler. And I think that would, of course, he also had substance abuse issues and whatnot. And I think that would make a great one. I would also like to see Sputnik Monroe. Because Sputnik Monroe, advocate for equal rights, civil rights, would not wrestle if African Americans were not allowed to buy tickets for ringside, held up promoters. I think that would be a fascinating Dark Side of the Ring. I know that's a little more positive, because let's be honest, the Dark Side of the Ring has a negative connotation to it. I mean, it's all about tragedy, where Sputnik Monroe probably wouldn't be tragic. Because, he's done something for the benefit of a bunch of individuals that were oppressed at the time.
So, excuse my ignorance, because I don't know all the episodes. Have they done something on Art and Jesse Barr?
No, they have not.
I think that would be really good.
That would be a good one, too, yeah. Yeah, because certainly the history of Art Barr is...
Or what about, the Armstrongs?
That would be a good one, too. Yeah, because Brad died so young.
He had some issues. We know Road Dogg's well documented his drug issues.
Yeah.
With it being a wrestling family like that, that might be something to go down to. Now, I also saw that A&E, they announced last night, started February 19th, those shows at the WWE show, I know they're more uppity and stuff, but where they're doing the biography and they're doing the Lost Treasures things, they're bringing both of those back starting the 19th.
Cool.
Is there one about China?
No, that would be a good one. For Dark Side of the Ring. Absolutely. That would probably be that. I'd even throw it out there, Candido, with his struggles. And
Tammy.
You could do a whole four-hour movie on her. But anyways, all right, with that then, gentlemen, next week we'll reconvene. We'll talk about what happened this past weekend, see what predictions we had that were right or wrong. If Joey's got that fabulous Cody Rhodes scenario, again, tip of the hat to you, sir. That was very well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where can folks find you, DJ Joey Blaze? I mean, on the internet, not around town.
Well, I had to shut down my OnlyFans site. I was getting too much traffic.
Oh, okay.
For my feet pics. People were really into the feet pics. I wear a size 13 wide. So they were commenting how much they resembled Fred Flintstone. So I would wear the little orange outfit and blue scarf and try to play it up, but I actually got banned from there. So you can find me. Actually, you can find... We sell collectibles on the Whatnot app, so you can find us on there on Remix Collectibles or on Instagram under Remix Collectibles as well. You guys all right?
I don't know why the wide was so funny, but it was. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's like a club sandwich with toes.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Rand and I can't... We're almost crying. Oh, my God. I don't know why wide was like so funny. Show them to you? No, no, that's okay. All right. It's good. It's good.
Right. Mix for a good podcast.
Yes.
Visual effects on a podcast. You want to find me on Twitters? Choke on this. That's at RANDDDTTMAR. And you can choke on that, slap nuts.
I didn't know Jeff Jarrett stopped by.
Wow.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, the pro wrestling pundits, talking all about Royal Rumble. And hopefully we got some predictions right. And we'll have to wait and see. Next week, you can join us for the review where we sit back and talk about what happened and give our overall opinions on the premium live event or the pay-per-view, whichever you prefer to call it. And so join us then. And so now maybe you have a question or two about this episode or any episode of the PVD cast and you want to know how to get in touch with me. Well, there's a bunch of different ways for that. First, you could shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And I'm even on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. As you heard at the beginning of the show, there's lots of ways now to get the PVD cast. I mean, you can go to pvdcast.com and hear every episode. You can go through your favorite podcasting app like Spotify or Stitcher Radio or Apple Podcasts. Or you can even go and listen through CROC Radio. And that can be found through Streama, MyTuner Radio, TuneIn, GetMe Radio, Online Radio Box. You can even, on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to the weekly episode through the Facebook page of the PVD cast. So there are tons of ways that you can hear this great podcast. And look, if you do listen, say, on a podcasting app, right, like Spotify, for an example, please rate and review. It helps to drive me up the charts, and it's super important for the people involved. You know, the people at Spotify want to know, the people are listening. I want to know people are listening. So please rate and review if you're listening through a podcast app. If you're listening through the Facebook broadcast that I do on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like that video, please. And tell everybody at CROC Radio that you love what you hear. All right. If you're tuning in, you like what you hear, let those folks know too, please. Word of mouth is the best advertising, and I would greatly appreciate if you do that small favor for me. Let everybody know about the PVD cast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you one more time for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.